You're listening to The Takeaway. I'm Amy Walter. In his race for governor in 2015, then-candidate Matt Bevin campaigned on rolling back Medicaid expansion and the state's Affordable Care Act insurance exchange. So it was no surprise when the now Governor Bevin tried to institute work requirements for Medicaid recipients. But last week, a federal judge blocked the governor's work requirement plan, and Bevin responded by cutting dental and vision coverage for around 460,000 Kentuckians. A few weeks ago, we dedicated an entire show to work requirements for government benefits, so this story caught my eye. To get a better sense of what's happening on the ground in Kentucky, I spoke with Ryland Barton, a State House reporter for Kentucky Public Radio.
Over the last, 2 to 5 years since Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act has rolled out in Kentucky, this hasn't really become a big voting issue. So politically speaking, this hasn't turned into something where, people have lost a great deal of benefits and in turn, voted somebody out of office for taking benefits away.
So then the Bevin administration asks the Trump administration for a waiver to say, if you're part of the Medicaid expansion universe, you need to show that either you're working or volunteering, you need to have some sort of evidence of that in order to get your Medicaid benefits. Is that right?
Right. And so it's either working, volunteering, being in school full time. You could also be taking care of somebody full time would count as this community engagement requirement. And you'd have to prove that on a monthly basis. And if you didn't, you'd be kicked off of it. And then there'd be opportunities to get back on by proving once again that you're working or volunteering, etc. And then the other thing was paying monthly premiums between $1 and $15 a month. And also vision and dental benefits were, they'd be elective. You would have to earn points to get vision and dental services by either volunteering or taking online classes or getting regular checkups. And that's something that was provided under Medicaid.
Now, this is just for the universe of people who were included under the expansion? Or does this also include people who were covered previously, like children or pregnant women or disabled people?
So it includes people outside of the Medicaid expansion universe, as you put it, but it's still just it would only affect able-bodied people, as it's mm-hmm. phrased in the Medicaid expansion, and that's also exclusive of pregnant women, children. So even people in the traditional Medicaid coverage would have to pay monthly premiums, say, but they'd be much smaller. It'd be like about $1 a month in order to keep their coverage.
So the Trump administration said, okay, yeah, you can do this. And a judge, though, last week said, no, you can't. So what did the judge say?
The judge said that the point of Medicaid is for these Medicaid waivers is to improve health coverage. And I think the judge really questioned, and ultimately what the judge was doing is sending this back to the federal government for them to re-review this and come up with a better idea of how much coverage would be stripped from people. I think that's really what he was questioning, is whether the state could just fully take coverage away from these people who were previously covered. And what the people who are suing over this are arguing is that the Medicaid plan doesn't do anything to improve health coverage of people. And the state is saying that by requiring people to work, they're going to be paying more attention to their health coverage and using it and improving their health. And that's going to make them more engaged in their health outcomes. And the judge wasn't convinced by that. I think that the judge wanted to know, exactly who is going to be kicked off and why they would be kicked off Medicaid over the next 5 years.
So what was Bevin's reaction to this lawsuit?
The first, very quickly after the ruling, he immediately stripped vision and dental benefits from people within the Medicaid expansion population in Kentucky. So that's about 460,000 people who previously got vision and dental coverage and will no longer. And the state says that it's because they've been planning on this and that they're not going to be able to afford to provide these benefits without the changes that would have gone forward through the waiver.
So what does this mean if I were in that Medicaid universe and I have a dental procedure scheduled for this upcoming week, does that mean I can't go through with it?
Yeah, if you're within that expansion population, you can't, you would not be able to use your Medicaid coverage to pay for that. And actually, we saw a couple days ago, the Louisville Courier-Journal had a story about how some of these changes had gone far beyond the Medicaid expansion population. There are some problems in which people who are supposed to have vision and Medicaid and dental benefits and are in the traditional Medicaid population have lost them. And even children have been showing up to the dentist's office and not being able to pay for their coverage using Medicaid. This is kind of an ongoing thing we've seen in Kentucky over the last couple of years, some problems with the eligibility system that the state uses, especially when they're making big changes. It's had some pretty deep glitches.
So I've read that some Democrats and those who are opposed to what Governor Bevin has done with cutting the benefits are saying it's illegal to do this. You can't just abruptly cut benefits. What do we know about whether this is true or not? And what recourse do people who are opposed to what the governor is doing have right now?
Right. That's kind of the next step we're waiting for, is to see if any advocates or Medicaid beneficiaries will sue to try and keep the governor's, you know, recent changes that stripping vision and dental benefits away. There's some question whether or not they'd have to apply to the federal government in order to strip vision and dental benefits before they could just, you know, change that. We'll see if that comes up. Certainly vision and dental, it's kind of optional coverage within Medicaid. It's something that the state didn't have to provide, but it's just, there's just some question whether or not they could so abruptly remove it. I mean, it was something that, you know, was offered on Friday, June 29th, and then no longer offered on Sunday, July 1st.
Ryland Barton is the State House reporter for Kentucky Public Radio. Ryland, thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having me.
If you're interested in learning more about this issue, check out our whole show called Who Deserves Work Requirements. You can find it online at thetakeaway.org or wherever you get your podcast.